I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. If you're listening to this, that means you support us on ye olde Patreon. So thank you very much. I'm Ben, that's Ronnie. How's it going, Ronnie?
Good to see you.
Yeah, great. It's exciting. It's a good episode to be on because this is a trailer breakdown for the new season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So importantly, if you're only listening to this as a bonus episode, that's cool. That's great. We appreciate it. But we are going to be going through scene by scene, frame by frame, shot by shot of this Salt Lake City trailer. So if you want to watch along with us, that is available as a Crappens On Demand exclusive. So we're going to put the trailer right up on our screen and you're going to watch along and it's going to be fun. Salt Lake City is coming back on September 5th, which is very, very soon. And I'm really excited to see how this season is. I have had a long-standing, inessential theory that last season was kind of wacky because they had to fire Jenny at the beginning. And so then they had to spend a lot, I feel like a lot of the rest of the season playing catch-up with the casting. So now that we have a proper season with casting and everything set up beforehand, I'm excited for what hopefully will be a really good season.
Well, this season is an uphill battle in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people are expecting this to suck because people have been giving Jen Shaw credit for kind of making this show what it is because she's such a drama queen and stuff. I've always been of the opinion that Jen Shaw sucks. That's been my opinion since the beginning. I found her to be one of the fakest ass housewives who've ever been on. Nothing's real. Everything's a lie. She only loses her shit, you know, to be entertaining or whatever. Now, as time went on, we found out that she really is a lunatic and none of that is faked, which sort of made me actually enjoy her a little bit more as the show went on. But my opinion didn't really change as far as I don't think the show needs her. I think that she she brought a lot of really besides the crime and stealing from the elderly, but just as a housewife, I think she brought so much just bad stuff to the table. She didn't bring good stuff. She brought fake wealth. She brought lies. She brought screaming and being mean and horrible to people just to be abusive and mean. It was fakery. And a lot of times the Salt Lake City housewives are the community theater housewives. We've been calling them that since episode one of their first season. But Jen just always kind of took me out of it in the end. So I think a lot of people are worried about Jen Shaw not being there. I'm excited to see if I've been correct this whole time and that the show doesn't need her at all. So we'll see. I've been wrong. I don't like to admit when I've been wrong, and I certainly don't write down the times that I am wrong, but I hope I'm not this time.
Well, Salt Lake City has a pretty deep roster. I think Salt Lake City is really, I mean, between Lisa Barlow, Heather Gay, Whitney, and Meredith Marks, that is a good bench. So Jen Shaw not being there is not an issue, and especially since they've brought back Mary Cosby for this season, I think we're going to be perfectly fine. So let me get this up on the screen. I'm going to put this display on like that. And we're going to do a present. We're going to do a share screen. We're going to get the window up here. Okay, here it is. Okay, you see it, Ronnie? You see it?
Sure
do. It's all looking good. Okay.
Sure does.
All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to press play also and let me know if there's any issues with the audio. But I think we should be good to go. Here we go. For people at home, there was a clock. Okay.
Yeah, we have whiteouts on this show, not blackouts, because there's a lot of snow. So we start with a white screen, then we fade into snow and a giant cuckoo clock just in the center of town.
A giant clock with a weather vane. It looks to be about 12:29 p.m.
Can I just say, one of the most foreboding things you can ever see on a Real Housewives show is a clock. It's time ticking very slow, and especially the sound, tick-tock. It's very Carol Radziwill's, I have 5 good summers left. And as someone, you know, getting up there, older than housewives age myself, I see this and it's like a horror movie to me. Just the ticking, talking of time, marching on by, planning how many more faces I can get before it's all said and done, darling.
Yeah, no real housewife ever wants to be reminded of the march of time. Okay, that's like, that's the thing that yes. they're actively protesting and doing whatever, injecting against it. Okay, so no one wants to see a clock.
No one is getting their vagina cryo frozen to listen to foreboding TikToking at the beginning of a preview.
And I also believe that there's very few housewives that actually can even read a clock. So this is just a trigger for so many different reasons. Okay, so here we go.
For 3 years, we were tormented. I will not
whoa,
do
whoa,
a
whoa,
class.
Whoa, stop. Can you go back a little bit to this tiny little horn player?
This little adorable.
So am I supposed to be able to hear you? Could you play a little bit louder horn player, tiny horn player on top of a church or whatever the fuck you're on top of? And why are you playing with one hand, Mr. Braggart? Only needs one hand to trumpet his horn. Use two hands and play more loudly, please. Thank you.
Congratulations. You can play Careless Whisper with your bugle. He's like, you know what, guys? We are going to modernize bugling for the 21st century, okay? No more burp, burp, burp. That is the most cliched piece of shit. Yes, I'll say it's shit. Most cliched piece of shit I've ever bugled, okay? We're doing Careless Whisper.
So good. Okay, sorry. It's a classic.
Also, some of the images that have happened that flashed on the screen. First, we see Heather with sort of a foppish hat, pirate-esque, okay, in black and white. Then we see Lisa not in maybe in a bra, but not in costume. Like, Heather's like, I'm going to dress like a pirate. Lisa's like, I'm going to wear a bra. So already the theming of this party is already off a little bonkers, right? And then we see Angie.
I guess this is our pirate party, right?
Because must be a pirate party. Based on the fact that there's the new girl with a little mustache and goatee, unless that's just her look. Angie's got like, Angie is back and she is wearing a bandana on her head and it is, looks like it has skulls on it. So she's in her pirate look as well.
Yeah. Okay. Pirate parties. Interesting that they would go with that theme right after one of their cast members goes to prison for literally stealing from people. It's kind of what pirates do.
It is a little bit on the nose. Do we think that Whitney is going to say something like, my favorite part about being a pirate is that I get to say yo ho ho. Because I see a bunch of ho-hos, and I'm not saying yo to them.
Walk the pole.
Pirates of the Stripper Polaribian.
Let's see what's going on. You can press play. Sorry, I stopped you.
That's okay.
I will not deal with lies. If you want to talk in truth, I'm all for it. Brutalize.
Wait a second. So, again, just to confirm, everyone is dressed fully like a pirate, to the point where someone actually has a mustache and a beard. And Lisa Barlow.
Well, Whitney is dressed in like a sous chef hat. I'm not sure what Whitney's pirate is doing. Whitney's pirate is like really determined to learn pastry chefing. Okay.
And Lisa Barlow, you know things are bad because she's doing jazz hands. She's doing ba-ba-doo, ba-ba-dee-bee-bee, ba-ba-do, ba-ba-do. But it's like birds and the bee and the 1, 2, 3.
The extreme mouth opening. Still got the Lisa Barlow extreme mouth opening. I'm going to tell you one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to deal in lies. If you want to deal in truth, we'll deal in truth. But we're not going to deal in lies. Pa-pa-da! Pa-pa-dee-pee-pee.
Okay.
Brutalize. You exploited my vagina and lived in fear.
You exploited my vagina. That was Heather Whitney.
Says brutalized, and they cut to Whitney screaming.
You brutalized.
What did she say?
You exploited my vagina.
You exploited my vagina. She's at some closed coffee shop, screaming, "You exploited my vagina."
Who are you talking about?
And this show is a sort of show that would film next to a giant road cone that has a sign on that says tow away. Because that's clearly, this either says tow away or wet paint. And Whitney's like, this is where I'm going to have my scene, next to the big cone.
Maybe she's talking to the cone. Who knows? You exploited my vagina! The cone's like, geez, lady, sorry. The sign literally says, do not sit.
She thought it was just difficult.
And lived in fear. You want me to go there with husband?
Fear.
I can go there. Joe.
Oh. Girl. Oh, is it a yellow party? Because now everyone's in yellow. Whitney was in yellow. Meredith is in yellow. Heather was in yellow.
Is this other Meredith? It's like, is this like some Twin Peaks shit? It's like, Meredith is now yelling
at Meredith. She's yelling at short Meredith.
Like, I assumed it was Lisa, but now I'm starting to say
it's Meredith. That is so weird. It's like Battlestar Galactica. She's just like coming out of the goo because she's got slicked hair back too. She's like coming out of the human goo to become Meredith.
Listen, small me, I am not going to tolerate the small versions of my antics, okay?
Would you like to start talking about husbands? What if we start talking about miniature versions of husbands?
I don't know what multiverse you came from, but as long as you're here, what we're not going to do is make any sort of assumptions about my son's sexuality. My son may be gay in your universe, small me, but in this universe, he's not declaring anything. So,
I was going to say, there's no universe that Brooks is not gay in.
I don't know how you slice lemons in your universe, small me, but in my universe, it takes a family.
I don't know how many different kinds of beans you use in your 5-bean salad universe, lady, but in mine, we use 5. And we have 3 pairs of family hands on every lemon cut.
If you're going to come to my universe and tell me that the dominant Meredith Mark salad is actually an egg salad, well, I have news for you, because around here, it's a bean salad.
By the way, I love doing Meredith again, because the creaking in my chair just goes crazy. It's just so much like, my chair's like.
I also love that Meredith just does, like, Meredith is just fully Meredith. Like, this is the most Meredith stance. Like, Meredith is towering over, I have to assume this is Lisa, but she's just got the head cocked, she's got the finger up, and saying, if you think that this is appropriate behavior, I want to make you don't reassess.
Head's just swinging, you see her hair swinging over to make her point, my left bank is going to come up there.
If you think that in your universe it's unacceptable to stick your toe up into your husband's taint, well, I have news for you here. It's very welcome. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. So what's she yelling about? You know what I'm talking about?
Don't. Oh, my chest. There's no need for context. She just goes, don't. Okay, let me rewind a bit. I literally just pulled a muscle in my chest right now. Oh, okay.
And lived in fear. You want me to go there with husband? I can go there. Don't. With me.
Don't. Well, actually, me or my toddler. Okay.
And I think that is Lisa, because she has the Lisa blink. You know, Lisa gets the Teresa Giudice blink when she's in trouble. You know.
Yeah, you can see it right there.
Blinking really fast.
It really goes down like an elevator. Yep. Up now, second floor, first floor, second floor, first floor. Yeah.
No.
Okay. So now, by the way, it's now 2:40 p.m. in Salt Lake City sometime has passed.
Wow. We're really leaning into clocks. This is a different clock. This is a different giant clock that they're giving us a close-up of. So
this is a very competitive
time this season.
This is a very competitive clock because it says AE Better Ridge. So it's like, sorry, we're just kind of like a better ridge than the first clock.
We're better ridge than that first clock. That first clock sucked a ridge.
Sucky ridge.
And it's time to end it. This season on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Fun and games.
Fun and games. Fun and games.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, God.
Here's a good fun and game. Mary Cosby trying to walk in a door. She opens a door and then is like, oh, my God, there's something on the other end of the door. She's like, just going to walk through and, oh, my God, there's a room.
There's so much to say about this. Is this Meredith's store? Why is there an LED strip hanging like that? Not behind anything, just like hanging there. Why is there a shovel to the left of the door?
Like, I get it's Salt Lake City, you need a shovel, but I feel like there's got to be a more artful way of placing your shovel.
None of this is cute. Why does Mary not know how to come into a door? Okay, but even before this, I love that they're still leaning into Angie's only thing is she's Greek. That's her only thing. She's like, I'm Greek, remember everybody. Yes, Angie, we fucking know, okay? We're very impressed. We're very impressed with your little grape leaf burritos called dolmas, okay? I've appropriated them as a Lebanese man, okay? I love them. Congratulations. Can we move on?
I'm surprised that she is not sporting her evil eye because she loves that. She loves an evil eye. We also, I love this. So there's like a polar bear challenge because some people jump in the water, but watching it in reverse, it looks like the earth is actually just spitting out.
Lisa and Whitney.
The earth is like, I am going to create something right now. Please welcome new humans.
Lisa and Whitney. Popping right back out there. Oh, God.
Opa! Whoa!
Here I am.
Somebody rescue me quick. Somebody.
Mary, that's a sincere request, by the way. She's like,
still
I'm in my
doing
closet.
This from her closet, you know? You fucking love it.
Somebody farted.
Someone startled Heather by dressing as a creepy bunny in her in her car. That's so what that scream was about.
Mary says someone farted. Now, who's she with? It looks like from Shaws of Sunset, Asa.
Oh, wow. This is the new girl. I don't have no idea what her name is. But
I'm getting Asa vibes.
There's a little bit of Asa in her.
She loves a fart joke. She loves when somebody says it smells like farts because she's like, oh, my God. Dead.
Literally dead because you said fart.
Literally on the floor dying, laughing that you said fart. That was hilarious.
Mary, like, she doesn't realize that Mary's actually accusing her of farting. She's not quite gotten to that leap of logic yet.
This is the new housewife because she's very into Salt Lake City fashions. Okay, she's wearing a green pair of panties with a see-through skirt that comes up to kind of her rib cage, and then one of those cross chest top kind of things. It doesn't fit right, and it looks like she trying to fold it under to fit correct. I mean, she's a mess. Fashion wise, she's as messy as she should be on this show.
She definitely looks like she's cupping her breasts with two large leaves of kale. Like the dinosaur kale, you know?
And the top doesn't match the skirt. I'm going to go ahead and say she's going to be a great housewife because she looks like a disaster.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I'm also really intrigued. I keep on looking at this. Whatever this thing is in the corner, it's like a red.
Me?
Well, here, wait, hold on. I'm going to move you for a second. I'm going to move you over here.
Maroon.
Oh, it won't let me move you. I was trying to move your box around. Okay, well, I can't. You're covering up this thing. Here, wait. Oh, now we're both covering it up. There, this little red thing with the green tuft in it. Is that a vase? Is it a planter or is it a tissue box?
That is a little planter. It's got a plant in it. You know, I'm not. I'm a little worried about Meredith's shop. This is where they are, right?
Yeah,
there's
I
a
think
lot
so.
Of worrisome things in here. Although I would start believing you. I would start believing in you more if you got this girl in a decent outfit, the new girl, because this is this is a lot.
That would definitely help. Okay.
Artist.
Bunny scares Heather.
That bunny's almost as white as Heather's family. It's another cousin in the back seat.
It looks not unlike Justin, Whitney's husband. Let's be honest.
Put a thong and some mud on that guy, and you've got Justin.
Wow, I know the job market's tough, but I didn't realize that this is what it'd come to for Justin.
Poor guy.
Poor
He's
poor
like, all because I did a sex painting scene on TV.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Since his death in 2009, the world has struggled with how Michael Jackson should be remembered, as the king of pop or as a monster. I'm Leon Nafok, the host of Fiasco and the co-creator of Slow Burn.
And I'm Jay Smooth, a hip-hop journalist and cultural commentator. Michael Jackson was accused of child molestation for the first time in 1993. Our new podcast, Think Twice, Michael Jackson, is the story of what came before and what came after.
Throughout the podcast, we explore what makes Michael Jackson seemingly uncancelable. And we dig into the complicated feelings so many of us have when we hear Billie Jean at the grocery store.
Through dozens of original interviews with people who watched the story unfold firsthand, Think Twice is an attempt to reconcile our conflicted emotions about Michael Jackson, the man, with our deep-seated love of his art.
Listen to Think Twice, Michael Jackson, wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge the entire series ad-free on Audible or the Amazon Music app.
It was our anniversary. I just asked, do you still want to do this? He's like, do you? And I was like, I don't know.
Whitney telling a compelling story.
Yeah.
It's like our anniversary. I said, do you want to do this? He's like, I don't know. And then he asked me, do I want to do it? And I was like, I don't know. And then the heater went on. And I was like, did you put the heater on? Because I put the AC on. He said, oh, yeah, I put the heater on by accident. Okay, can you put the AC back on? It's like a lot.
Whitney started getting her eyebrows microbladed about 3 years too late. I think, is that over now? Please let it be over, because it's one of the most ridiculous trends I've ever seen. It looks harmful to just be painting yourself like that. I don't know. I think it's harmful. There's something harmful about it. But she didn't just stop there. She microbladed her whole shirt. I think.
Those were all the test microbladings. Like, okay, let's try this. Can we try this pocket? All right.
I asked Justin, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, I don't know. Are you sure? And I was like, try it on my shirt first. And I was like, do you like it? And he's like, I don't know. Do you like it? And I was like, I don't know. Do it again on, over here on the shirt.
Whitney's eyebrows right now are definitely reminding me of my first few attempts to make an avatar on my Nintendo Wii. Like, it definitely, like, you know, when you choose your eyebrows and you're like, what happens if I bring them really down low to my eyes? Like, oh, yeah. No. Now we're gonna raise them.
The Nintendo Wii, you know what else does this? The Apple emoji thing. So I'm blaming both of those things. They're such fat shamers. Like, can I just make myself chubby? They won't let me. Mm-hmm. Like, the fattest they'll make you is like a waist size 32. I'm like, yeah. I'm fatter than this. Angie's food just falling off her fork is what's currently on the screen.
I'm fascinated because it looks, as far as I can tell, Angie has ordered a pile of bread slices.
I'm guessing she's ordering hummus because she's Greek, guys. And it looks like Baba Ganoush or something on there that's falling off. Because, of course.
I don't know. There's something dangling there in a very unpleasant... It's like a triangle of Baba Ganoush, maybe, that's dangling in a way that... It looks like, you know, when a helicopter saves a hiker who got lost and they have to evacuate them. It's like some herb is saved by her fork helicopter at the moment.
Yeah. It's just dangling there. I don't know.
I do hope that there's some dip on the other side.
And this outfit, too. She's wearing like some leather off the shoulder dress with a leather bra strap. And she looks crazy as well. And then a guy behind her just in a t-shirt and a hat backwards that says, chill.
Yeah, they're clearly in a classy establishment because this guy here with his fashions is really killing it.
She also looks like she's wearing those sleeves that Sheryl Crow was trying to make happen, where you don't use toilet paper, you use your sleeves instead. Do you remember that? She's such a fucking Looney Tune, that lady.
Why isn't Cheryl Crow on one of these shows?
Okay. She should be.
You know?
That was the craziest shit I ever heard. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Asked, do you still want to do this? He's like, do you? And I was like, I don't know. To see your wedding ring in the drawer every day, that hurts me.
He's like, it was actually a cock ring, so...
They're gonna... Now we have Whitney and her husband are having trouble? Oh, God, get a job. This guy needs to get a fucking job. Does he still not have one?
Because he did something...
Oh, come on. Then move cities where the guy can actually get a fucking job after doing a sex scene on TV. And what is Whitney wiping her eyes with? Why can't Whitney even wipe her eyes correctly? What was that?
Let's see.
The tablecloth? What is that? It's not even a napkin. What is it?
Did she bring a children's shirt into this restaurant to cry into?
It looks like a toddler's sleeve. What is it?
I think it's like maybe her roll-up is like unrolled up. Like she just started to unfurl it, but then decided to cry instead.
I think if she's crying into her jacket when she's in a restaurant with napkins. I don't know what she's doing. Justin, I have to say, Justin's not looking great. Justin
not looking, is looking great.
Like he's been out of work for
defeated.
A while.
Man. I'll tell you who's having a great time is this kid. He's bouncing in his chair. He's telling some story. Look at him. He's like laughing. He's having a great time. He has no idea that a marriage is falling apart behind him.
That's a good parent because the parent was just like, what happened in school? And then they put on a face like they're actually listening to the kid. And that's how kids react when they have parents that act like they give a shit. You know, so good job on the parenting over there.
That kid has no idea that he's sitting right behind a guy who was fired for slathering himself with chocolate syrup and rolling around on a tarp with his wife.
Justin looks so bad. It's like in the old days on tube TVs when they were just done showing TV and they would just turn on the fuzz channel. That's what he looks like.
He's just static. I mean, his shirt does look like static.
The national anthem has just played. And this is the end for Justin, I think.
Who is the real Monica?
Monica.
I would John and Seth.
Uh-oh.
Who is the real Monica? And she's like, I'd fuck both of your husbands. And she's wearing a crown. She's wearing a tiara on a beach and a sleeveless t-shirt that says sexy AF.
And she has a sash. I don't know if this is a bachelorette party or not. But Lisa is sitting in a beach chair, crumpled up, like clearly her body language could not show more how much she dislikes Monica because she has folded herself up into her Versace pants.
Yeah, she's fetal in Versace.
She has like a little cup. She has a tiny, tiny cup.
I feel like she got shots of ranch. What are those shots of?
I don't know, but I feel like she got a cup specifically because it could fit into the chair. Like the chair has like a tiny little cup holder, just that way it can stay out as a cup holder, but no cup actually fits in it except for this cup.
Is this Vanderpump Rules and they're all taking shots of ranch? Like, are we at Katie's wedding? What are they taking shots of?
One can hope.
And Seth. I was married in the temple, and then I was excommunicated.
That's Monica telling Heather. Heather has a look like, bitch, you better not take my storyline, because I'm going on to season 4 with it.
Another one. It's like the third person who's trying to steal her storyline. I like that Heather's just fully committed to having her tongue out the whole time now. That's just how she's going. That's always kind of how the impression of her has been. But now that she just has it always resting on her lower teeth, I love it. And this Monica chick, I don't know that I need another excommunication. Can we actually get a show with Mormons who are at temple fighting with each other at temple? Because I'm kind of more into that now.
I feel like probably not. I feel like they will never go on this show. They're like, definitely not. This goes against all the laws.
I went into the Louis Vuitton store.
I work hard so I can have anything I want.
And like, I bought a bag. I want to have something like nice around them.
That's her trauma.
I had to buy a Louis Vuitton bag. I just wanted something nice.
I'm in a new store and I like had to buy a Louis Vuitton bag. Because I wanted to like have something nice around them.
And with this lady like is a nutcase. I love it. And what did Lisa say?
Because in the middle of this story that she's telling about having to buy a Louis Vuitton thing.
I work hard so I can have anything I want.
Lisa is telling, I guess, Monica. Monica has a giant plate of something. Is this
Guys,
a
Monica's
cake?
Kind of winning in my... is it terrible that I'm loving Monica? I mean, I love that plate of food, and I love that she's crying about buying Louis Vuitton, and I love that she's telling everyone she's going to fuck their husbands. Why do I love her?
I have a question. Does Monica have two oversized cannolis with a tiny cherry on top on her plate? What is happening here?
I think the way that it's presented to us, it could be whatever. It's like a choose your own adventure. Because to me, that could be like two giant crepes filled with ice cream. It could be two giant chocolate croissants. Are they striped? What is that? Are they two burritos?
Are they lobster tails? Are they pineapples? What does the cherry have to do with it? At least the Barlow's, of course, has nothing on her plate. So,
but I bought a bag. I want something like nice.
I would have something like nice.
So did they hire somebody poor, and then she's like saying she feels insecure around these women, and so she's spending money that she doesn't have? Because I kind of like that, because they're not kidding in this town. Last year, I think they had someone. Remember when that girl they had last year, who I don't think is back this year, I forget her name. Dana? Was that her
name? Dana.
When she's like, Dana, you're making fun of the poor part of town where I'm from. Well, I don't care. I'll kick your ass, bitch. At the reunion, she like got all tough. She's like, you don't fuck with me, the part of town I'm from. And like, oh yeah, the rough, tumbly streets of Salt Lake
Tuola
City.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that Monica is complaining to the ghost of Kelly Cuoco Future, and who I think probably works at FedEx Kinko's. She's like, ma'am, I'm just here to help you with your notarizations.
She kind of looks like Kelly Dodd's mom, but with like a good haircut. Like, hey, Kel, I'm just coming from downstairs, honey.
She's got a little present going on there. I guess they're probably wrapping gifts, I'm gonna say.
I want to have something like nice around them.
I f- my f- for 18 months.
I don't even know what she's. Now she has a crazy fascinator on, and she just said, "I fucked my fucking fuck for 18 months." What did she say?
I don't know. 18 months.
She's bragging about fucking something for 18 months.
I fucked my fucking brother. What did she say?
Okay,
fucking stepbrother or something for 18.
She's saying, it's gonna be something. Fucked my. Oh, and then they cut away. Just see Angie staring. For
friend.
My fucking friend?
Something friend.
But why would it have to be bleeped out?
I f***ed my f- for 18 months.
Oh, for 18 months. Fuck, so we don't know. They don't show her lips what she's saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to say stepbrother. I'm going to say she fucked her stepbrother for 18 months. That's my guess. Because this show's crazy.
I wish I could make the QuickTime thing smaller on this. But here is now Heather saying, is Jack going on a mission?
Heather in extreme Skinamax, like gold sunglasses, her hair's up loose, and she's in a hot tub, steam in a bikini, steams everywhere. Is Jack going on a mission?
I have to assume they're on that rooftop in Salt Lake City, which apparently has the only hot tub in the town.
Yes.
That one hotel.
There is some event on that roof.
Yeah,
that's weird to me. The doctrine is problematic.
Okay. I don't want to talk about Jack's mission.
Okay, so mission drama.
Mission drama. So why is it problematic that Jack's going on a mission? Is he like too much of a sinner to be going? And then Heather's like, the doctrine is problematic about it. So what does that mean? That he's maybe like a sinner and he's going on a mission?
He's going on a mission to introduce fresh wealth to poorer communities.
I don't want to talk about Jack's mission.
I get so emotional because I'm like, it's such a big deal.
What the? By the way, Jack has that annoying hair.
Oh, my favorite haircut. I fucking hate that hair. I'm so upset that people have done this to teenage boys. Who is doing this to teenage boys? Where they make them all comb their hair forward. And it just, it's the dumbest, it's like a ducktail, but backwards. It's crazy.
And it's highlighted also. Who, by the way, I'm trying to think, like, are there any famous people that have this look? Where are these teenage boys getting this idea that this is a good look? There's literally no one famous who has this look.
Yes, there are. Sam Mendes had it for a little while, but they have stylists to make it, like, work. You know what
Shawn
I mean?
Mendes. I love the idea.
What did I say?
You said Sam Mendes, but I love the idea. They're like, you know what? That the director of American Beauty has really connected with Gen Z.
Oh I think Shawn Mendes had this hair for a while. I've seen it on celebrities. It's just, no, you know, you guys don't have hairstyles. You can't pull it off. This is just embarrassing. I think maybe the Jonas, one of the Jonas kids or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is not.
Look how he's looking right into the camera like, I'm going to fuck so much on mission. I can't wait to go on my fucking mission. Yeah, I'm fucking the whole town. I'm fucking the whole country I go to.
It's hard not to fuck when you got this haircut. Am I right? Hey, ladies.
I can't wait to take this haircut to other countries. I'm on a mission to spread this haircut.
Party in the front and another smaller low-key party also just right behind it. It's almost like two parties, right? It's almost like a cocktail party, but then behind it's like a dance party. It's like, what I'm saying is it's a bar mitzvah and there's a tent for the kids and a tent for the parents.
We gotta get off him. He's creeping me out. He's got like a creepy look right.
What the
frick's
the rumor with Angie K?
You're not even curious at all.
I don't want to hear any of it.
Monica saying, Monica reacted to Whitney. Monica's pulling her salad away from Whitney because she doesn't even trust Whitney anymore. She's like, you will not be getting near my healthy greens.
And Seth, what does Seth say? What's the freaking rumor with?
What's the freaking rumor with Angie K?
So which one's Angie K? Is the one who's still on the show, and Angie H is the one who's not on the show, right?
Exactly.
You're not even curious at all.
I don't want to hear any of it.
By the way, Whitney is just merely talking about general education. Whitney, would you care to educate yourself on something?
So you've never taken one math class?
No, never curious about it.
Are you interested about isosceles triangles? I don't want to hear anything about it.
Nothing. Want to hear nothing about it.
Grammar?
Do you even want to know what's on TV tonight? I have a TV guy.
Not interested knowing anything. Nothing.
Are you interested in learning about current events?
Don't want to hear any of it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any of it.
Heather likes to drop the grenade and run.
I'm sorry, I had to pause this.
Well, that's what you do. You don't drop a grenade and stand there, Lisa. You drop the grenade and you fucking run. Actually, it's better throw the grenade from far away and then slowly walk away is how I would suggest doing it. But for the most part.
Yeah, grenades you really shouldn't hang around after you throw them. So they're generally part of like part of their branding is sort of you
boom.
Drop and leave. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
By the way, also exciting to see that Lisa has never formally learned how to use a knife because she's trying to cut prosciutto, but she's just sort of like sliding her knife onto a piece.
That's how Lisa eats. And then she goes, oh my God, I ate so much. It was like crazy. I was eating so much.
She has prosciutto on her fork. Okay, so in her left hand, she has her fork, and there's prosciutto on there. And then on her right hand, she has her knife, and there's just loose prosciutto on the plate. And she's just sort of slicing through it, trying to make a dent. This is someone who does not eat.
What even is that? Is that a biscuit?
Biscuit and prosciutto? That would track on this show.
Yeah.
I stood up for our marriage and for our family unit.
You know, Lecter's going to hear about this.
Uh-oh.
Did he say Hannibal Lecter's going to hear about this?
He said Electra, because their kids are named after Greek gods and shit, remember? Because she's Greek. I don't know if anybody remembers
Wait,
that.
Is she? But she's thinking Greek. She was French.
So Electra is going to hear about that, which means he had an affair. Someone brought up the affair. She admitted that he had an affair, but said, I still love him and forgive him. Right. And he's saying now he's crying and saying, now our fucking kid's going to know. Thanks a lot. To which I say, don't stick your dick in somebody else and then get all upset that it came out, sir. If that's what happened. If not, you're hot. Stay hot. Let people call me.
And she's like, the way I process trauma and infidelity is I like to pretend that our comforter is the control panel of a spaceship. Beep. Boop. Beep.
He's so cute.
Lecter's going to hear about this.
I don't like the way you treat women and talk about women.
Oh my God. The costumes on the show are really... Now, They're in bonnets.
Pioneer party. Now they're having a fucking pioneer party. Oh my God. Please tell me they had to get here on wagons. Please. That Heather the whole way could go, this is just how my ancestors came here.
It is literally, I mean, they had a pirate party. Now they've got, they're in bonnets.
They're literally all in bonnets. Fighting in bonnets. I do not like the way you literally treat me. Talk about me. I'm in a bonnet right now.
Talk about women. Wake up, bobblehead.
Mary, wake up, bobblehead.
To Whitney. Whitney is like,
Whitney does not understand what's happening.
Whitney is so confused by Mary. It's so hilarious.
And I don't even know. Then now we have this.
Now Whitney's a drag queen.
Little girl. Well, it feels like you two must be talking a lot of shit about me.
Shut the up.
Oh, you want me to shut the up?
So Heather and Whitney are still fighting.
Up.
Do you have a mute button?
No, I don't. I'm on play all the time.
You look like a trampoline with eyes.
What did you hear what you just said? This show is so crazy. Okay, we have to describe what we're saying here. Okay, so Heather and Whitney fight, obviously. Then we go to another sprinter van, which is where Mary and Lisa have already fought before. They've already fought on a sprinter van before. That was their biggest fight. And so now Mary is telling her, do you have a mute button? And Lisa's like, no, I'm going to play all the time. And what do their shirts say? They're wearing t-shirts for something.
It says ultra. I'm all. I can't see. I just see like two
Whitney's
L's
also wearing it. Go back to what Whitney's wearing.
Okay, I'm coming back. Ultra.
No real truth. I don't know.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Then I guess they're having a drag queen party where they all have to dress like drag queens, because I think that's Whitney's thing now. She does like drag brunch somewhere.
Yeah. So now Angie K is behind Meredith and she says this. This is like, this literally just made me die.
You look like a trampoline with eyes.
You look like a trampoline with eyes.
Who did she say that to?
To Meredith. You look like a trampoline with eyes. Meredith's like, excuse me. Did you call me a tramp?
What does that mean?
A trampoline with eyes.
What does it
flat,
mean?
Flat circle. You look like a trampoline with eyes. And why did you say it to Meredith?
You look like a trampoline.
Why is she dressed like
eyes?
That? They're all dressed like drag queens. This show is too much. My God. I've missed you, show.
Who's the f***ing liar? You're lying or you're lying?
I'm getting really f***ing pissed off.
Oh, good classic Meredith Marks. I am pissed off right now, and I'm going to walk about 6 feet away.
Meredith, like she is walking on Jax, you know, like that someone has just spilled Jax on the ground and she's walking barefoot. Look at her try and make it through there. She's like, ow, 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 ow,
I am ow, really ow, pissed ow, off. Ow. Excuse me, please mind your feet. I'm walking through pissed off.
Ow, ow, I'm, ow, ow, ow.
Is there gravel? Is there gravel? Monica's like, I think you stepped on a Jack back here. Oh no, you dropped an earring, Mare. Do you want to come back and yell at us again with your earring?
I love a full body shaking mad Meredith who can't walk straight. That shit's hilarious.
I'm really f***ing pissed off.
By the way, they are on a boat, and I have to say congrats to Salt Lake City finally getting to go on vacation somewhere that is not in the southwest of America. Looks like they're somewhere that involves a passport at long last.
Are we sure? I don't know that I trust this show. I think the Jen Shaw of it all might have been an excuse.
Stop!
Heather, you're out of control.
And all sedated with your horse tranquilizers and
She's saying you use your businesses to wash your money.
You are a f***ing bully in a f***ing role.
This looks so good.
Money laundering. This money laundering accusation. Lisa is saying to Angie K about money laundering. Angie K is accusing Heather of being on horse tranquilizers.
No, Monica.
Monica.
Did? Yeah, that's Monica.
Your
the
horse
one.
Tranquilizers and
no, that was.
Oh,
Angie
you're
K.
right. It was Angie K.
I think Monica yelled at her at first.
Monica's just stuck in my face because she's the pirate with the Johnny Depp.
She overcommitted mustache. To the costume. She overcommitted to the costume theme. Like my friend, she told me once that she was in New York City and my friend has like sort of a different version of reality, and she got invited to a costume party in New York City. It was like when, like in, everyone was like 20 something. Like this is when we were all in our 20s. So it was like trendy costume parties. You know, everyone shows up as like trendy something. And she came up dressed like an M&M, and she was so out of place. And that's what reminds me. That's what Monica is reminding me here. Like she sort of went a little too like true costume instead of like fun adult costume. And now she looks
amazing. Watching this lady fight in a mustache in her pirate outfit. And then Angie's saying, go take your horse tranquilizers and get out of here.
You're out of control.
You're f***ing all sedated with your horse tranquilizers and sh**.
She's saying you use your businesses to wash your money.
You are a f***ing bully in a f***ing role.
Your time is up. Pack your bags and go.
So back to time.
Wait, a little bit.
Back to time. We wrapped it up with time. And then she said...
And then this is...
So she's saying wash your money. So they're saying Angie is a criminal too, and she's washing her money. I love it because Angie got brought in by Jen.
Yeah. And then we see the title card. We see the Real Housewives. And then there's like a little button. There's a little button at the end of this.
Do you think I look inbred?
I do.
Do you think I look inbred? I do.
Of course, Mary Cosby.
So funny. I mean, Mary Cosby's like fucking her grandpa, but whatever. Yeah. Still not a terrible point. God, what wow. A funny show.
That Jesus. Was a great trailer. That was a really, really great trailer. So I'm feeling great about the season.
I'm actually really excited for this. Right on Salt Lake City. Good job. So when does this come back?
September 5th, I believe, which is a Tuesday. Wow, we have a lot of Real Housewives on. We have OC, Atlanta, New York, and Salt Lake City. That's four Housewives on at once. That's a little crazy.
Oh, that's a lot. But Atlanta, I think, ends next week. I read really? Online. I read on Twitter that next week is the season finale. So then they'll have three reunions, probably. So that's like five more weeks of that. So let's see here.
That would make sense. Because Roni is still only on episode 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah. I guess the 17th it'll be over, end of September, middle to end of September. Wow. Well, here great we go. Trailer. I'm excited for a new season.
Me too. Well, we have a little bit of time before that starts up, and our next bonus episode is going to be a trailer breakdown of Southern Charm. So the hits keep on coming. Thanks everyone for listening and for watching. We appreciate you so much, and we are going to catch you on the next bonus episode. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Burr. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon Out of a Cannon Anthony. Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.